Welcome to Buddies for Life, the lifestyle platform for breast cancer survivors.
Using All Your Senses to Eat by Cindy Marie DeBeer. This episode is brought to you by Word for Word Media, publishers of Oncology Buddies and Buddies for Life, in the interest of education, awareness, and support. Changes in your senses caused by cancer treatment can significantly impact what and how much you eat. Dietitian Cindy Marie DeBeer offers guidance on how to combat these changes. Imagine eating a warm, golden brown toasted cheese sandwich. First, you see the golden brown bread. Then, you smell the comforting aroma of melted cheese. As you break it, you hear the crunchy bread crack, and you feel the soft cheese run over your fingers. Finally, you taste it. The salty, soft cheese combined with the almost sweet toasted bread. We eat with so much more than our sense of taste. Unfortunately, cancer and cancer treatments can affect these senses, making eating less pleasurable and sometimes difficult. Cancer treatment side effects affecting senses. Sight. Vision problems, blind spots, or double vision can make it difficult to find food on the plate. Double vision can also lead to nausea. Sight is vital in making food appealing, helping to distinguish between fresh and rotten vegetables, different colored spices, and the right texture while baking. Hearing. Hearing loss, tinnitus, ringing in the ears, or ear pain can make identifying the texture of food a challenge. While changes in hearing may not significantly affect your ability to eat, it can make the experience less pleasurable. Taste. Food can have a bitter or metallic taste, too sweet or too salty, or have no flavor at all. A dry mouth is also common. Taste is one of the senses most commonly altered by cancer treatments. Changes in taste can lead to malnutrition if not managed properly, as it can cause you to eat very little or not at all. Smell. Alterations in smell can make food smell different than usual, with smells being too strong or not present at all. These changes can lead to nausea, causing avoidance of eating, and potentially leading to malnutrition. Other changes include balance or coordination issues, which are more likely with brain tumors. Being off balance can make cooking or preparing food difficult and even more dangerous. Changes in touch, such as tingling, pins and needles, or numbness, can also complicate cooking and food preparation. Here are some possible solutions to common side effects. Side effect, metallic or bitter taste. Use plastic or bamboo cutlery. Avoid cooking in cast iron pots, like black poiki pots, and using metal utensils. Rinse or brush your teeth before eating. Suck on lemon drops, chew gum, or eat mints during the day to keep your mouth feeling fresh. Use fresh vegetables instead of canned or frozen. Eat chicken, fish, legumes, eggs, or soya if red meat is a problem. Side effect, food is too sweet. Flavor foods with tart or sour flavors, such as citrus, vinegar, pickled foods, or tomatoes, but avoid if you have mouth sores. Add new flavors, like garlic and onion, spicy flavors, strong herbs, salad dressings, or commercial sauces. Side effect, food is too salty. Add sweeteners or sour flavors. Use naturally sweet foods, like fruits and vegetables. Cut back on the salt or spices when cooking. Side effect, nausea. Serve food cold or at room temperature. Make sure that you're eating in a well-ventilated room that's not too hot or cold. Ginger-flavored foods might help, such as ginger sweets, biscuits, or drinks. Eat small meals. Snack throughout the day. Eat the most when you feel the best. Being overly hungry can make you more nauseous. Eat at least 6 times during a day. Choose food that you like to eat. Eat what is most appealing to you. Have liquids before or after meals. Too much during meals will prevent you from eating enough. Avoid strong flavors and smells, such as fish, cabbage, meat, or fried foods. Side effect, overwhelming odor. Cover beverages and drink with a straw. Eat foods that don't need to be cooked, like dry or cold foods, like a sandwich with cheese, tomato, and ham. Avoid using strong soaps, lotions, and perfumes. These might mix with food smells and make you nauseous. Side effect, no smell. Use strong flavors while cooking, like garlic, onion, curry, chili, or mixed herbs. Add more flavoring, but limit salt. Double the amount of herb and spices used in the recipe. Heat food up to increase the smell. Did you know humans can't smell cancer, but some dogs are able to identify specific biomarkers from cancer? So technically, cancer does have a smell. Side effect, mouth sores. Eat bland food with very little salt and subtle flavors. Eat cold foods. These can be soothing. Have gravies and sauces with food. Avoid hot, spicy, sour, and tart. Avoid any fizzy drinks. Have foods that are soothing, such as plain yogurt, banana smoothies, mashed potatoes, veggie soups that are cold, plain pasta with a cheesy sauce, and milky drinks. Talk to your dietitian or doctor for oral supplements, normally L-glutamine. A feeding tube might be needed if you're not eating at all due to the pain. Side effect, dry mouth. Eat foods with lots of sauce or gravies. Blend foods into soups or smoothies. Freeze fruits for a refreshing cold snack. Have water on hand and sip throughout the day. Eating sour sweets can help in saliva production. Side effect, tooth decay. Go for regular dentist visits to help with oral hygiene and prevent infections. Foul-smelling breath can affect the taste of food and cause nausea. Difficulty preparing food. Ask friends and family to assist with cooking. Use convenient and ready-made foods. Cook a big batch of food on days when you feel good or you have support, and then freeze these meals in portions for the rest of the week. Soups and stews work really well. Choose easy to prepare meals. Prepare foods when you feel the strongest. Schedule your cooking time before treatment. Find what works best for you. It's important to remember that everyone's cancer journey is unique. Some may experience a few side effects, while others may not encounter any. Finding what works best for you is crucial, as some solutions will be effective and others may not. Changes in your senses can significantly impact what and how much you eat, potentially leading to malnutrition. If you experience any side effects, please talk to your dietitian and doctor to prevent malnutrition. A dietitian can assist you with additional supplementation and a personalized diet plan. This episode was brought to you by Word for Word Media, publishers of Oncology Buddies and Buddies for Life, in the interest of education, awareness, and support.